Chapter 18.
Lizzie, wake up! Wake up!
I heard Luke's voice. It sounded very far away. Slowly, I opened my eyes, groaning from the pain. Luke was on his knees beside me. His hands were on my shoulders.
Are you okay?
I guess. My voice came out in a hoarse whisper. I sat up. Slowly, the room came back into focus. The shaking had stopped. Kids were sprawled everywhere. They looked dazed, in pain. Boone still had his hands pressed against the top of his head. Matt stood doubled over against the counter. Carly Beth and Billy hovered close together in the middle of the room. Still shadows, they had faded to a pale gray, like smoke from a dying campfire. Julie and Abby had their backs against the lunch counter. Both girls were trembling hard. Their knees quivered. Their arms were shaking. I could hear their teeth chattering.
I can't stop shaking, Julie stammered.
They both hugged themselves tightly, but their whole bodies trembled as if the room was still going crazy. Dr. Maniac laughed at them.
That's a really bad case of the shakes,
he cried. His grin faded.
Don't worry, girls. If you die, you'll probably stop shaking after a few weeks in the grave.
Abby moaned. I... She was trembling too hard to talk. Maniac laughed again. Robbie climbed unsteadily to his feet. He held his arms out, trying to balance. He stumbled toward Dr. Maniac.
I created you!
Robbie shouted angrily.
I drew you in my comic strip, and I know how to destroy you!
Dr. Maniac raised a long, gloved finger and picked his nose with it.
That's what I think of your threat.
Help us get out of here!
Robbie said.
Help us, and I'll let you live!
Maniac picked his nose some more, his eyes on Robbie.
Think you're a big deal comic book artist,
he said, sneering. He moved behind the lunch counter.
I'm an artist too, Robbie boy. Watch this.
He pulled up a large paintbrush. He carried it over to Robbie.
I like to work with a brush,
he said.
Just like you. Watch an artist at work.
He swept the brush over Robbie's face, and Robbie's face disappeared. I gasped as the maniac smoothed the brush over Robbie's neck, down the front of his chest. With each stroke, part of Robbie vanished. In a few seconds, the supervillain had brushed Robbie away.
How do you like my brushwork?
Dr. Maniac bellowed.
You taught me everything I know.
I stared in horrified silence, stared at the spot where Robbie had stood. I couldn't hold myself in. I screamed, Robbie, are you there? Are you still there? And then I turned to the grinning maniac and cried, What have you done to him?